Log Talk Radio.
Hello? See, lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing with these pain, distress, and then...
Down and down. Kind of like my credit.
Get a picture for Grandma.
Yeah. Shrink your mountain of money worries down with a loan from one...
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Good, good.
Okay, we got a little bad weather. Something happened. Oh, but so far it's okay right now.
Okay, all righty. Okay, we also have Sister Shirley. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And we have Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and your mother May.
Mother May.
Good evening.
Auntie, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Alrighty. And we also have Duke and Lowe here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And myself, Angela. Okay. Okay. And I had Auntie Dot. You
yes.
were going to play First Chronicles 7.
7, yes.
Oh, no, hold on. That's the wrong thing. Okay, here. Okay. Well, I guess last week you guys got a lot of begots, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So Chronicles 7 is not as much of a chapter that presents the biblical and the Old Testament history or teachings in regards to the word of God. Rather, it continues to cover the lineages of certain members of the tribes of Israel. So, Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and get us started.
The other sons of Issachar were Tola and Pua, Jashub and Shimron, Pur. And the sons of Tola, Uzi and Yah. Eriel and Yamai, and Shimuel, heads of their father's house, to wit, of Tola. They were valiant men of might in their generations, whose number was in the days of David, 22,600. And the sons of Uzi, Itrayah, and the sons of Itrayah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Ishiah, 5, all of them chief men. And with them, by their generations, after the house of their fathers, were bands of soldiers for war, 630,000 men, for they had many wives and sons. And their brethren among all the families of Issachar were valiant men of might, reckoned in all by their genealogy, 87,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela and Becher, and Jejiael, 3. And the sons of Bela, Ezbon, and Uzi, and Uziel, Yerimot, and Iri, 5. Heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies, 22,034. And the sons of Eher, Jemirah, and Joash, and Eliezer, and Elionai, and Omri, and Yerimot, Abiah, and Anapot, and Alamet, all these are the sons of Eher. And the number of them, after their genealogy by their generations, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. The sons also of Yedayel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Yehush, Benjamin, and Ehud, and Ananah, and Zetar, and Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these, the sons of Jediel, by the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, were 17,200 soldiers, fit to go out for war and battle. And Shupim also, and Hupim, the children of Ir, and Hushim, the sons of Aher, the sons of Naphtali, Gat, and Guni, Yetbe, and Shalom, the sons of Biha, the sons of Asa, Ashriel, Hutibek, of his concubine, the Arabitess, and Mahir, the father of Gilead. And Mahir took wife, the sister of Hupim and Shupim. Sister's name was Ma'acha, and the name of the second was Sophahad, and Sophahad had daughters. And Ma'acha, the wife of Mahir, bare a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rachin. And the sons of Ulam, Dedan, these were the sons of Gilead, the sons of Mahir, the son of Manasseh. And his sister, Abolepeh, bare Ish, Abed, and Mahalah. And the sons of Shemidah were Ahiam, and Shechem, and Ziki, and Aniam. And the sons of Ephraim, Shutelah, and Beret, his son, and Ahat, his son, Eladah, his son, and Tahab, his son, and Zahad, his son, and Elah, his son, Ber, and Eliad, whom the men of Gad that were born in that land slew, because they came down and took away their cattle. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went into his wife, and bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it was filled with his house, and his daughter Gerah, who built Bethoroth, the nether, and Upper, and Utzen-Sherah. And Rephah was his son, also Resheph, and Telah his son, and Tahan his son, Adam his son, Abihud his son, Elishama his son, Noah his son, Yehoshua his son. And their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer, with the towns thereof, Shechem also, and the towns thereof, and Gaza, and the towns thereof. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Bethshean and her towns, Ta'anach and her towns, Megiddo and her towns, Dor and her towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher, and Yeshua, and Yishai, and Beriah, and Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heber and Mahiel, who is the father of Bilzavit. And Heber begat Yaphlet, and Shomer, and Hotam, and Shua, their sister. The sons of Yaphlet, Hasach, and Bimhah, and Ashvat. These are the sons of Yaphlet. And the sons of Shomer, Ahi, and Rogah, Yehubah, and Aram. And the sons of his brother Helem, Zophar, and Imlah, and Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophar, Sua, and Harnefer, and Shual, and Eri, and Imra, Betzer, and Hod, and Shammah, and Shilshah, and Itran, and Be'erah. And the sons of Yeter, Yefur, and Kispa, and Arah. And the sons of Ula, Arah, Hat, and Rehiyah. All these were the children of Asher, and their father's house, joined in mighty men's battle. And the number throughout the genealogy of them that were apt to the war and to battle was 26,000 men.
Amen. Amen.
Wow, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for sharing that with us, Auntie Dot. Alrighty, well, let's go ahead and get started with our program. We did not have any additional callers. Right. Excuse me, Ma. Did you say something, Mother?
Oh.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll just do another roll call, and we'll go ahead and get started. I have Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Deacon Lowe, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone. Thank you and welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. This evening we have Sister Shirley giving us the opening prayer. If you would go ahead and pray us in.
Okay. please.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for this hour. Thank you, Lord, for yet another chance to get it right with you.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
You know, many started out on yesterday, but they are gone today. So we do not take our lives for granted. Thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to come together another week to meditate and share your word. Father, we thank you for watching over us all week long. We ask a special blessing this evening for all that are sick and shut in. We thank you that you have allowed us to endure and press on. For in your word, Lord, you promised that you would never leave us or forsake us. And right now, Lord, we thank you for being a faithful and just God. Lord, we need you every day and every hour and every minute. And as we gather here this evening, we need your Holy Spirit to guide us through this worship hour. Bless each home that's represented on this line. Bless our families, our communities, our loved ones, near and far, and bless mankind throughout this nation and throughout this world. Keep us, Lord, and teach us to be the blessing you called us to be. Let us share our blessings with each other as you have shared your love with us. We ask all these prayers in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Sister Shirley. Beautiful. Thank you. We did have a caller join. Let's see here. Is that Sister Beryl Sean?
Yes.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you for joining. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into our program so that everyone has an opportunity to share a word, good news from the Lord that we all can just soak in and enjoy our day. So I'm going to start off with Deacon Lowe. You have any good news you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the Book of Psalms. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Psalms 119, 57 to 64. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your command. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 119, Deacon Lowe. Yes, next I would have Mother May. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Okay. I'm coming out of Psalm 46. Help in time of trouble. Life is full of troubling, confusion, stress, economic uncertainty, racial division, threats of war, physical, emotion, pain. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And dreadful disease. These things fill our lives with trouble. One writer had said, life is unfair, but God is good. In spite of life trouble, Psalm 46:2 affirmed that the believer so possible. We will not fear. What a powerful position, what a great
testimony to say, we will not fear. The summit revealed to the world that we have no fear because God is our refuge and strength. Our God offered us a place of protection. We remain in his protection care, and he promised his presence in the time of trouble. According to the summit, God also bring about his profession. The summit invites us to witness all that God has done. Come and see the work of the Lord, the desolation he has brought on the earth. He make war peace in of the earth. He break the bow and scatter the spear. He burn the shield with his fire. Father, we are instructed to be still and know that I am God. He alone is sovereign. No matter what your trouble may be, remember your position and God's protection. Be to God that he will help us in time of trouble. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Mother, in sharing of the Psalm, verse 46. Amen. Next,
Amen.
I have Sister Beryl Sean. Do you have any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
I'll tell you.
All righty. Sister Shirley?
Yes, I'm coming from 2 Timothy, starting at chapter 1, starting at 3rd verse, going to verse number 7. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfringed faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for sharing 2 Timothy 1. Amen. Amen. All righty, next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Ephesians chapter 4 to 11. Keep the unity of the Spirit. I, therefore, the chosen of the Lord, beseech you that walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all loneliness and meekness, and long forbearing one another in love, and intended to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father all, who is above all and through all in you all. But until every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, Therefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but he also descended first into the lower part of the earth? He had descended in the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I see that. What book you came out of?
Ephesians.
Yeah, Ephesians. Okay.
All right, got it.
All right. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I will go next, and I'm going to talk about the book of Joshua. Somewhat of a summary. The title of my information is Introduction to the Prayers of Joshua, and it's by a gentleman by the name of Mark McDowell. The book of Joshua is interesting because of its presentation of opposing themes. On the one hand, the story demonstrates God's faithfulness to his people. He had promised them their own land, and in the book of Joshua, he gives it to them. On the other hand, the book is full of instances where the people ignored God's direction, acted with greed, and relied on themselves rather than God. These themes are reflected in the prayers in the book, though there are a few. In fact, God speaks to Joshua and others more often than they speak to him. God is often angry at his people in these stories. Perhaps the key passage about prayer is not a prayer at all, but a mention of no prayer. So the leaders partook of their provisions and did not ask direction from the Lord. This was out of Joshua 9:14. It is clear from the following events that they should have prayed and sought guidance from God. There are 8 prayers in the book of Joshua. There are 2 blessings, but they are brief, and the content is unknown. Joshua blessed him and them. There is one intercession, one curse, one lament, a confession, a vow, and a petition. One might even question whether the confession is really a prayer or a confession. A man is asked to confess to God, yet he does not offer a prayer. He just admits what he did. Though every prayer type is found in the book of Joshua, each is short and shallow. We are rarely told what the person said in the prayer. All of this fits the purpose of the book of Joshua. God kept his promise, but the people were often selfish and sinful. They ignored God. What can we learn about prayer from such a book? The lessons are all negative. The book of Joshua, more often than not, teaches us what to avoid doing. I've been reading on Joshua a lot lately and just thinking through how the Egyptians or the Israelites was, running from Egypt and walking through the wilderness for 40 years and not really reaching the promised land. And just thinking about how the people were just so disobedient throughout the whole process of that journey. And we sometimes are disobedient in our journey as well. We can learn from this by studying Joshua, just how much faith we have to put in God and how we have to stay obedient to his guidance. One of the things that really struck me was, I'm sure Moses was saying we're going to the promised land. And everybody's thinking, we're going to get over there in the promised land. We're going to have it made. But they get over there and they realize they got to fight to get that land. So are you willing to, I'm sorry, I got a lot of background noise and I can't talk. Hold on.
are you willing to go through the journey to get to that promised land? It's not just the promised land, it's what God has promised us in every blessing that we do receive. So I really, really am enjoying Joshua right now, studying in that word. I just wanted to share just a summary of what it was truly all about. Amen.
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 Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. Coming from Ephesians number chapter 3. A time for everything. For there is a season and a time for everything under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search for, let me look at it again. A time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Kara, out of Ecclesiastes. That's becoming one of my another favorite. I like that. Alrighty. Next we have. Thank you. Amen. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be comforted. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his provision. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy son away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Lead me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in thy plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witness are rising up against me, and
such as breathed out cruelty. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for reading on Psalm 27. Amen, amen. Okay,
amen.
Well, that concludes our first round. Thank everyone for sharing. Now we will go to our sick and shut in. Before we move forward, are there any names we want to add to the list or remove from the list before we move forward? Okay.
And is Tawana on the list?
No, I didn't. I can add her.
Please.
Is she doing a? I didn't know anything about it.
She just need prayer.
Amen. Gotcha. All right. Well, we're adding Tawana Thomas for special prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Sean. What do they call you now? Beryl Sean or Sean Beryl? It doesn't matter. Oh, all righty then. I think I like Beryl. Okay, that's what I grew up on. All right, if you would please bow your heads for our sick and shut in. And Father God, we ask that you lift up all of our family members and friends who are facing illness today, just to name a few: Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellens, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Sister Beryl, Kieran Malachi, Carrie and Willie Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian, and Nafia Tompkins. And I will continue to keep our youth in prayer, and that's all youth, but I'm specifically asking for prayer for my grandchildren, Tremor, Nasir, Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, Lowe's family and friends, including Mary Ann Lowe and Mary Lowe and Hubert Lowe, family Auntie Janet Williams, family Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, Sister Jackie, Auntie Martha, Tawana Thomas, and Kenneth Jacob. Dear God, we confess our need for you today. We need your healing and your grace. We need hope restored to each of the individuals that we just referenced above and to all of those that are sick and shut in this world, Father God. We need to be reminded that you work on behalf of those you love constantly, powerfully, completely. So, Father God, forgive us for trying to fix our own situations on our own. We know we need you, Father God, so forgive us for running all different directions and spinning our wheels to find help when true help and healing must be found first in you. Father, forgive us for forgetting how much we need you above everyone and everything else. Heavenly Father, we come to you and bring you the places we are hurting. You see where no one else is able to fully see or understand that, Father God. You know the pain we're carrying, the burdens, the cares. You know where we need to be set free. We ask for your healing and grace to cover every broken place, every wound, every heartache. Thank you that you are able to do far more than we could ever imagine. We thank you for your mighty power, Father, that acts on behalf of all of your children. We reach out to you and know that you are restoring, you are redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle that we face for your greater glory. We thank you that you will never waste our pain and suffering. We know that it is for your will and your glory. So we love you. We need you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. All righty. Now let's acknowledge our birthdays that we have for this week. We're talking about August the 6th through August is it the 10th? 11th. The 11th. Right? 12th. August the 12th. August 6th through August 12th. I have today is Tamara's birthday. Isn't that Tony's daughter?
Yeah, Tamara.
Tamara, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then, all right, happy birthday to Tamara. And then we have Joseph Simmons' birthday on the 7th. And we have Jazz Slappy's birthday on the 8th. Those are the only birthdays I have kept. Are there other? Are there other birthdays? Okay, I thought I heard somebody say something. All righty. Oh, who was on birthday song last week here? But...
Oh, I just got a lot of fish.
I asked them again. Let's see here. I got to do my homework here, guys. I apologize, but I'm trying to be fair here. Hey, Auntie. I don't know, Deacon Lowe. Look like it's your turn. My eye serves me right. Yep. What do you do?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. Temptation. All right. Stevie Wonder. Okay. Well, you got the sound of the Temptation. All right. Well, let's move along to our next round where we have an opportunity to either share a testimony, a poem, or a song, or you can say a prayer or a praise report. Let's move along. Let's start off with Mother May. Okay. Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot.
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 12.
Okay.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the which do hungry and thirsty after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merchants, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are thee when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all matter of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeded glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophets which were before you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading out of Matthew 5, Auntie Di. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any testimony, praises, poems, or songs you'd like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
All righty. Well, I will share, I guess, a praise report and also a testimony in my book. A few weeks ago, we were on the line, and I asked for special prayer for my sister, Loretta Simmons, because we hadn't heard from her. We didn't know how things were going. The last I had heard at that time was that she had just got out of the hospital. So I did hear from her on Friday of this past week, letting me know how she was doing. I know that she's still recovering. She's still suffering, but I know that God is with her. And I just wanted to, the one thing, I was in the midst of a lot going on at work at the time she called, and usually what I do is pray with her, and I didn't get a chance to. So I'm going to lift her prayer up right here on this line, because I know that what we do when we come together, it has power, and God will send this off to where it needs to be. So, Loretta, we lift you up in prayer. We ask the Lord to continue to heal you and to make you strong, not only just in your physical being, but also in your mental capacity. Ask him to renew your mind daily, renew your heart daily, to give you hope daily. So, Father God, we just ask you to continue to send your angels before her. Understand that she does have 24-hour care that's helping her with her daily activities. So, Father God, we thank you, because we know these are answered prayers that we've sent up to you. And we know that what things happen on your time, not ours. We are gracious and grateful for what you're doing. And we just continue to keep her lifted up. Give her strength, Father. And we know that you love her, Father. And we love you for being there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Deacon Lowe?
Are we coming out of the book of Proverbs? My son, Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver, and yields better return than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hands are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold on her will be blessed. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Deacon Lowe. Amen. Next, I have Sister Beryl. Any praise report, testimony, poems you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. What's going on? Malachi has a bond hearing Thursday, hopefully. I pray that goes well in his favor. Have I heard anything about Kira yet? So all I know is about Malachi right now.
Okay.
Amen.
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 We'll all be praying.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sister Bear, when you hear about it and you hear about the time, can you just text me? I like to just pray at the time that he's in that hearing just to the Lord at that time.
Okay.
It's an angel.
I really know.
Thank you.
It's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on Thursday?
In the morning. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Guys, if you can mark on your calendars to just, you know, pause at that moment in prayer for Malachi.
Yeah.
All righty. And it looks like the next I have is Auntie Carrie.
Yes. We would like to do a song.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Amen.
If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day. Now I got God in my life. Tell me what more do I need? I stepped in the water was cold, it killed my body but not my soul. Now I got God in my life. Tell me what more do I need? Now you got God in your life. Tell me what more do you need? Now we got God in our lives. Tell me what more do we need? Now we got God in our lives. There is nothing else that we need. Amen, amen,
amen.
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 Conclude our last round. Let's go ahead and plan for next week. I'm sorry, Deacon Lowe has something he would like to share.
Oh, I'd like to thank all of you all who went and listened to my presentation on Men's Day. Wasn't it Men's Day?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Me and Dan. Well, I'd like to thank all of you all, and I hope I can come back with something better the next time. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you for sharing that, Deacon Lowe. Okay. All righty. So next week we're going to be listening to First Chronicles 8. Do I have a volunteer to play that for us?
I do. But...
Who was that? I'm sorry, cut out. Was that Auntie Dot?
Carrie.
No, Auntie Carrie.
Carrie, okay. All right.
Auntie Carrie.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And then how about the opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty. And how about the closing prayer? Volunteer for the closing prayer.
Bella.
All right. Thank you, Sister Bella.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Loving it. Amen. Now, I do have Auntie Karen. You're doing the closing prayer this evening?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the worship song first, and then I'll have you close us out in prayer. Next week, guys, I want to do something a little bit different, if you don't mind. I'm just going to start switching things up a bit so that we can kind of stretch a little more in the Word of God. We will continue to do our first round the same way, but the second round, I would like you all to concentrate on something that worries you the most and be prepared to either share something, a prayer, a poem. It doesn't have to be anything that you specifically chose, but maybe a prayer in relationship to that that can benefit other people that may be going through some of the same types of worries that are on our mind today. I think that the devil is so busy in the air that he's got our minds all twisted up. And I think it's important that we come together in prayer to rebuke the devil and what his schemes are. So I would just like for just second half of our session to be about prayer, and then some things that you worry about or some family member worries about, whatever it may be, just a nice, beautiful prayer or poem or testimony, okay?
Amen.
All righty. Okay, I have a sweet little song here. I hope I got it right. I don't know who is by. If I find out, I'll tell you when they come back, okay?
What do you do? Closing prayer, unless anyone has something else they would like to share before we close out.
Thank you, Bruce.
So just thank you for being here. We appreciate you guys constantly attending. We know the power of prayer. We see the results. We have the testimonies to support it. So why not give God the praise and glory? In Jesus' name, I'm going to say good night, and you all have a wonderful week.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Same
good night.
To you all. Love
Amen.
You all. Love you guys.
Amen.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.
That hurt. I'm tired of looking at that picture every day.
Jackson!